Coming up, can you trust third-party replacement batteries? Next on Ask the Tech Guy. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Happy Monday. Leo Laporte here. Time for Ask the Tech Guy. I'm your tech guy. Got a great question from Quentin. Hello, Leo and team. A few years ago, before Father Robert went to Rome again, when asked about replacement batteries for laptops, he recommended the Anker brand, A-N-K-E-R. I do like Anker a lot. He said I purchased one. Quentin did. And it's been great. I have another HP notebook needing a replacement. What brand would you recommend? Because Anker now doesn't seem to be making laptop battery replacements. He says, I listen to the podcast every week in Ontario. Thanks and stay safe, Quentin. Thank you, Quentin. Great question. And really, it applies to more than just laptops. Phones, everything has lithium ion batteries in it these days. Even some cars, your laptop, your camera. And the problem with all lithium-ion batteries, in fact, all batteries in general, is eventually they wear out. Batteries generate electricity through a chemical reaction. In the case of rechargeables, it's a chemical reaction that can be reversed. So you reverse it. That's how you charge it up. Then it let it go. It generates electricity. Then you reverse it. Then it generates electricity. But all batteries have this limitation that after a while, the chemistry starts to break down. And it starts, the first symptom is you can't quite generate as much electricity. The battery won't hold as much of a charge. And eventually it stops holding a charge entirely. The chemical reaction is no more. So replacing lithium ion batteries is pretty much a way of life. It's either that or replace the device. And for most of us, these devices are expensive. When you're buying a replacement battery, it's always safest to buy it from the original equipment manufacturer. In your case, HP. If you're doing it for a phone, from the company that made the phone, for a camera, the company that made the camera, because lithium ion chemistry is a little bit dangerous. In fact, really, if you think about it, anything that can store a lot of energy in a small space and release it slowly could potentially become explosive if it released it quickly. Gasoline has that property. So does lithium-ion batteries. All lithium-ion batteries are packaged carefully so that they don't explode, although any lithium-ion battery, if punctured, has the potential to get very, very hot, sometimes burst into flames, and if the package containing it is sealed sufficiently, literally explode, spewing toxic chemicals all over the place. This is an undesirable result. And you may remember a few years ago, those hoverboards that all the kids were wearing, were riding, those had a big problem. Those had lithium ion rechargeables, but they were made in no-name Chinese factories. And in many cases, those rechargeables did catch on fire and cause significant damage. I have a good friend who's a judge here in Petaluma, had $30,000 or $40,000 damage to her home. Thank goodness nobody was hurt from a hoverboard that burst into flames and caused a lot of damage. So we know lithium ion batteries can be dangerous. How are we protected? Well, if they're properly packaged, and most importantly, if they have circuitry that prevents overcharging, then they're generally safe. But even Samsung, you remember the problem they had with the Note 7. Apparently, in hindsight, it looks like they put too much battery into too small a space. When the batteries started to expand slightly, it would put pressure on the battery chemistry, and in some small number, but still significant number of cases, that pressure on the battery chemistry caused an explosion, overheating, flames, and in some cases, an explosion. So even a big company like Samsung that makes millions, maybe billions of batteries a year can have this problem. You want to make sure that you get the battery from a company that has a good reputation, that will do the right thing in packaging, and they'll put the circuitry in to prevent overcharging. That's another way that these batteries can get in trouble. In fact, I think that was what was happening to the hoverboards. They were almost always catching fire when they were plugged into charge. Probably what happened was they overcharged. And when a lithium-ion battery overcharges, that's when it can also explode or burst into flames. All batteries in your smartphones have circuitry that say, I'm getting close to the top, cut it off. And so that's why you want to get a good battery. A cheap battery might eliminate that circuitry or might not be carefully packaged to prevent explosion, things like that. Anker was a very good Chinese company that did seem to make very reliable batteries. There are other companies like Aukey. I've used their equipment, A-U-K-E-Y. And if you purchase from Belkin, Belkin is a company that actually resells batteries from companies like Anker and Aukey. But there is at least an additional layer of quality control protecting you, the Belkin name. So I think that's also a safe place. But almost always the best place to get your replacement batteries is from the original equipment manufacturer, in this case, HP. If you do get a third-party battery, try to get it from a company that sells a lot of them, has good reviews on Amazon. You want to be very careful not to get it from just some no-name Chinese company. Those are the most likely companies to skimp on packaging or not provide the appropriate circuitry to protect you against an overheating battery. Overheating is your real challenge. So in most cases, the dangerous time is when the battery is plugged in and charged. If you do get a third-party battery and you're a little worried about it, keep an eye on it the first few times it charges. Make sure it doesn't get too hot. Make sure it doesn't expand. That's another cause of failure in a lot of lithium-ion batteries. The bigger they get, as they get swollen, the more likely they are to rupture their packaging. And once the packaging is ruptured, almost always, the next thing that happens is they burst into flame. It sounds pretty dangerous, but again, any technology that can store a lot of energy has the potential for releasing that energy all at once. We call that an explosion. And so we have to find ways to keep our gas and our cars safe and our batteries and our devices safe. And I think in general, well-made batteries are very, very safe. There's no guarantees. Get it from a name that you recognize if possible. I don't have a name that I recommend other than Anker or Aukey. Because, you know, these companies kind of come and go. And almost all of them are Chinese and perhaps not fully regulated. Just buying it on Amazon is no protection at all. So look at the reviews and try to buy it from a company whose name you know. Sometimes saving money on a battery, getting a cheap battery is a bad idea. I have to say, though, on my cameras, for instance, I almost always buy additional third-party batteries from a number of different companies, and I've had great results. They're so much cheaper than the batteries that Sony and Nikon and Canon sell. The difference is those batteries are rarely charged inside the camera. They're charged outside the camera on a charger, and so I'm not too worried about losing the camera to an exploding battery. Just maybe a little fire. Just a little fire. Great question, Quentin. I wish I had a better answer for you. There's no testing facility. You know, if you could find a battery that's certified by Underwriter Labs, absolutely go with it. But I don't think UL batteries are that common. UL certified batteries are that common. So, and the problem, honestly, is there's also, it's completely possible to fake that, to put the stamp on there and sell it on places like Amazon. And how would you know the difference? We do Ask the Tech Guy every Monday. If you've got a question for me, all you got to do is email askthetechguy@twit.tv. As always, our show is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass can help you manage identities and promote good security behaviors while your employees are remote. You know, you want your employees to have strong password storage. That's what you get with LastPass. LastPass gives each one their own vault for storing every app and web login they use. Working remotely should add convenience, not frustration. Rest easy knowing your business is secure with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. And that's the Ask the Tech Guy show for this Monday. Have a great week. Stay safe. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.